Throughout this holiday season, we've been hearing about special foods for this time of year, a candy called turkey joints, and a sweet and tangy side called tomato pudding. Today, a listener in Davis, California, tells us about a food tradition that her family continues to keep with a little modification.
Lauren J. Bush is Japanese American. Once a year, she and her family make mochi, rice cakes that can be used as dumplings in a savory soup or as a sweet, bite-sized dessert.
Traditionally, mochi is unsweetened pounded rice, and it's a traditional New Year's holiday food. And sometimes you fill it with a sweet bean paste made either out of black beans or out of special lima beans that have been peeled.
Lauren's family's been making mochi for generations. She says the recipe starts with soaking grains of rice.
They're soaked overnight, then they're drained. The mochi maker that we have first steams the rice, and then it has like a little pounder in it that will pound it into a paste for us. And then we shape it by hand into individual balls.
The recipe can be very labor-intensive, but over the years, Lauren's family has thrown out some of the old-school methods, including the need for many cooks in the kitchen.
We actually don't do the traditional over-the-fire, pounding it in a big granite bowl with a huge wooden mallet method anymore. We have a little machine that looks very similar to a bread maker. It's cheating, but the big method is a lot of work and involves a huge group of people, and we just do it with our immediate family.
Lauren J. Bush remembers roasting mochi over hot coals with her family when she was a little girl. She says there's nothing like the taste of smoked mochi baked over a fire.
You can see photos of Lauren's great-grandparents gathering to make mochi with the family, as well as other holiday food traditions, at NPR.org. This is NPR News.